So I dropped Wally off at his home after that. I really didn't want to do that, but I couldn't take him to my home, obviously. I don't know. What else could I have done different? I never harmed him, I never came on to him, although I was sorely tempted. But I still wonder if I overreacted. I'm pretty sure I saved Wally from making the same mistake I made, but I can't help blaming myself for almost pushing him into Grizz's arms in the first place. It's all so confusing.
A lot of people do things they feel bad about, Birch. What you've just done, though, there's nothing to feel bad about.
But couldn't I have done something more? Maybe if I had controlled myself better, he would not have gone to Grizz. Then, of course, he's still with his drunken father. I mean, the guy owns several theaters, for crying out loud, but he can't spend time with his own son? I may have saved him from Grizz, but I put him in the hands of someone else who might hurt him.
You just went through one of the most difficult trials of your entire life. The fact that you managed to stay composed when this was dropped in your lap only shows how strong you are. By not doing anything, resisting your urges, you've overcome a huge obstacle and should be proud of yourself. Not only that, but you had the courage to make things right when you believed you did something wrong. Not many in your position can say that these days. There are ways to help Wally with the problems he has to overcome as well, and you're already helping him in one of the biggest ways you can. Your actions have shown that you want to be there to comfort him. If what you say about his father is true, then the thing he will need most is someone to come to when he feels pain. Think of it this way, Birch. He clearly trusted you enough to reveal a deep hurt in his heart. You helped him by listening when he was clearly hurt inside.
But I couldn't not listen. Both sides of me wanted him closer. I simply could not just ignore him, no matter how precarious it made my situation.
And that's why you should feel proud. You didn't do anything, even with the desires there. You kept yourself in check and wouldn't allow yourself to do something that could have made things worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. I just hope Wally manages okay with his father. And I sure hope Grizz actually took my advice.
Would you be surprised to learn that he did?
He did? He came to the clinic?
You should be proud of yourself for that, too. Whatever you said to him, it was enough to have him come see me.
Do you think you can help him? He seems pretty far gone.
You didn't think there was much help for yourself when your session started either, remember? He'll be fine.
I hope so. It would certainly go a long way towards being able to let go of my hatred.
Give him time, Birch. You needed time to heal. So does he.
Well, my time is up, so see you next week?
Of course. See you then.
I was in the studio the next day, working on a mix when the blue light started flashing that indicated someone was at the door. I was not expecting anyone, so I was obviously curious. Wally, you came back.
Hello again, Birch. How are you?
I'm doing well. Please, come in. Why are you here?
Birch, I have to talk to you. I need to apologize. I had no idea I was doing something wrong. I thought I was helping. And when I realized I'd upset you, I tried to find somewhere else to go, only to discover I got hurt worse doing it.
No, Wally, you did nothing wrong. I had a problem. I'm stronger than that now. I won't react like that ever again.
Birch, I can understand if you wouldn't want to, but I'd feel really honored if you'd teach me again. I really did get my inspiration for music from you, and I don't want to lose that because of what happened. If you'll still teach me, Birch, I promise I'll never touch you again.
I took Wally in my arms and hugged him tightly. Don't worry about not touching me, Wally. You need it, I need it. And as long as we leave things at hugs, that's all we'll ever need. This is about your father again, isn't it? Wally looked at me for a brief moment, then hugged me back. It sounded like he was crying.
Birch, I don't know what to do. Even when I first left to see Mr. Grizzly, I found my dad drunk and asleep on his recliner. And the last several days, I felt more distant from him than ever.
I don't want to burden you, Birch, but I have to talk to someone. I can't keep the pain bottled in anymore.
It's all right, Wally. I took on the burden willingly. But there may be something I can do, as long as you'll let me.
Anything, Birch. Name it.
There's a charity I helped found to help young people like yourself who are neglected and abused by their parents. Let me contact them on your behalf. They will likely call Child Protective Services, but with their help, they will see to it that you get the love and attention you need, and your father gets the help he needs. How's that?
You'd do that? For me? But why?
Because I love you, Wally. That's all the reason I need.
Birch, thank you. That would mean a lot to me. I don't hate my dad, but he needs help. Something's wrong with him, and I'll be honest. Seeing him in that state every day is painful.
I know it is, Wally. I felt a bit abandoned by my own father, too, but it wasn't his fault. We just need to get you the help you both need. And you can come to see me any time you like, for a lesson, or even just to talk. I'll even take you out for ice cream if you want. I saw a smile forming on his face. I think he liked the idea. It certainly made me feel better.
I'd really like that, Birch.
Hey, I just remembered something. Not that I would have expected you to after what happened, but were you ever able to come up with any words for the music I wrote?
Funny you should ask. I was working on it just a bit ago. Mind indulging me?
You actually did come up with something? Of course I'll play it for you.
I led Wally into the recording studio and pulled over a second keyboard. I placed a newly printed piano part on both of them. You said you could read music well, right?
Yeah, I can read it.
Okay, you start and I will join in. I think you'll be pleased.
All right. I can't wait to hear this. I looked over the music sheet for a moment. It didn't take long because I already knew my music pretty well. With a smile on my face, I began playing. I could see a major difference in how it was written compared to how I'd originally handed it to him, and it made it a lot easier to follow. For the first time since the incident happened, I was finally relaxed again. Not only that, I was happier than I'd been in a very long time. Not only was I doing something I loved, but I was doing it with the person that got me started on it in the first place. After playing through the first verse, Birch joined me.
Though I may not know hear the questions, let me hear them. I am who I was born to be. As a child, there were flowers that bloomed in the night, unafraid to take in the light, unashamed to have braved the dark. Though I may not can finally say I'm free, and if the questions let me hear them, I am who I was born to be. I am who I was born.
That was beautiful.
I love you, Wally. I gave it everything I had.
I love you too, Birch. Thank you.